Hey there, Pew Packers. Welcome to this episode of the Pew Packers Pod. I'm Miss Autumn, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Today, we're going to be talking about Jonah and the big fish. Now, two things about this song. It's a part of a bigger song, but I want to focus on Jonah specifically today, so we're only going to sing part of the song. Also, in this song, we're going to say whale instead of big fish. We'll talk more about whales and big fish after we sing. Let's sing our song for the day. Join me for Who Did Swallow Jonah?
Who did swallow Jonah down? Whale did swallow Jonah down.
Great job singing. Wow, is that a mouthful? Let's talk about what our song means and how we see it in the Bible. One day, God told a man named Jonah to go to a city called Nineveh and preach to them because they were an evil city. But Jonah didn't want to go, and he tried to run away from God. He got on a ship that was headed to a city called Tarshish. When he was on the ship, a great storm came, and the ship almost broke apart. The other people on the ship were scared and said, "Jonah, pray to your God. Maybe he will listen to us." Then they said, "Somebody on this ship is the cause of this storm." They did something called casting lots and found that Jonah was the reason for the storm. They started asking him questions and found out that he was trying to run away from God. They said, "What do we do to make this storm stop?" Jonah said, "Throw me overboard." And they did. The storm stopped, and then the men feared God. Jonah was swallowed up by a great big fish. He was in the belly of that fish for 3 days and three nights. Now, we don't know for sure if the creature was a whale or not. That's just what a lot of people think. The song we sang says whale and helps us remember the story, but we should remember that songs are not the same thing as the Word of God. Maybe Jonah was swallowed by a whale. We just don't know. When Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he prayed to God and praised God for saving him. Then the fish threw up Jonah on dry land. That's pretty gross, but at least Jonah was alive. Now he needed to do what God had told him to do already, go to Nineveh and preach. Jonah did what he was supposed to, and the city stopped doing bad things that they were doing. You would think that would make Jonah happy, but Jonah had a bad attitude, and he was mad. God was trying to teach Jonah a lesson about obeying and having the right attitude. We can learn a lot from the story of Jonah. We might not get swallowed by a fish when we disobey God, but we should still always obey him and have a good attitude. When we sing Who Did Swallow Jonah, I hope you'll think about what we've talked about. Until next time, I hope all of you Pew Packers have a great day. See you soon.